T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Eric Estrada on the hotline right now, stopping by to pimp not only cameo.com, but also for a guy who went from the TV series Chips, who always wanted to be a cop. Like, he's had some experience after Armed and Famous. He ended up being on the force, I think, for 3 years in Muncie, Indiana. And then he did police work in Idaho. Then he did police work in Virginia. Like, it's pretty interesting.
I've driven through Muncie, Indiana. There better be something great there if I got to go there.
Yeah.
I will tell you. That's not where I want to live. But this, you understand, like, when Chips just dominated our lives, there was 3 or 4 TV stations. There were 500 channels. Mm-hmm. You weren't a star. You were King Kong. You were bigger than anything else you can possibly imagine. Jesus Christ, if I'd had children, I'd named them Ponch and John.
Born March 16th in East Harlem, New York. Throughout the late 70s and early 80s, he was the hottest man on television as Officer Frank Poncherello, better known as Ponch, on the NBC series Chips. He went on to co-star on one of the most successful Mexican soap operas of all time, Two Women, One Road, as well as forays into reality television with shows like The Surreal Life and Armed and Famous. And now, he's available for personalized messages on cameo.com. Please welcome the one and only Eric Estrada.
Mr. Eric Estrada, how have you been, man?
You guys are great.
I gotta tell you, I blame you for my problem with motorcycles now. I can't stop riding them. I can't stop buying them. I mean, you turned a lot of kids' lives in a very direct place. Like, you were cool, you were cops, you rode motorcycles, you always had hot girls, you always won the fight in the end, you always did the right thing. Like, there were real lessons on Chips.
Yeah, it was something else. What a great time. It was a great time in America, too, that whole period.
Sure.
Late 70s, early 80s. It was wonderful. It was long hair, dance, disco, roller disco. It was so much fun, so much to do. Skateboards were introduced.
Yes.
It was a wonderful time in America then, and you can park your kid in front of the TV for an hour, and you don't worry about what they're looking at.
Yeah. You and Larry Wilcox, you stay in touch, right?
Yeah, me and Larry still stay in touch. And Sarge.
I know Jake told you that from the hospital, he was getting some tests done, and he recorded a video for a friend of ours that was retiring, a police officer after 27 years on the force, and I was just stunned when I saw it. I was like, man, what a wonderful guy.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. Through the years, I always do that. And even guys that get hurt will put stuff out for them. And, you know, I work closely with the California Highway Patrol here in California. I do conferences. I go to the conventions. I go to a lot of functions that deal with law enforcement, you know. And being an ICAC investigator now in the state of Virginia, so I'm very involved.
So I love the idea of Cameo now. Cameo with this, what we're talking about is the videos too. Like, I love this because
you want to talk.
Yeah, because it's fun. Well, think about it. And I know that you're used to it now, but even I, all these years of doing radio, and we've interviewed and talked many times, I still get excited because I'm like, man, that's Ponch from Chips from my childhood. Because in my head and in everybody's head, you will always hold that place for anybody who was in that era. And so the idea that you could give this as a gift to somebody, like Ponch saying hi to you, you know, happy birthday, whatever it is, get well soon, congratulations. It really is a fantastic gift.
Yeah. It is. And people get to, people who watch the show with their parents or grandparents, and the grandparents have an anniversary or birthday,
yeah. They
hit me up, and I get on there and I sing happy birthday. I talk to them. I'll even, if I do it in my guest house where I have my own Chips motorcycle and a lot of memorabilia on the walls.
Nice.
I'll walk around and they get to see all that and, you know, give them memories.
Yeah, that's it. Because in the end, and this, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, memories are all you end up with in the end of this. It's all you think that this car is important or the furniture is important or this house. Everything goes to the dump. Everything just eventually goes to the dump except memories. Memories are the one thing that you're going to carry with you all the way to the end.
Exactly. Things that made you feel good and
better
and were positive in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are the memories you want.
Are you still riding? Are you still, you get out on the bike every once in a while?
Yeah, I used to do the March of Dimes Rise to Help Your Babies in Buckhead for 7 years. Me and Peter Fonda would lead a three-day event down there. For 7 years, I did it. And I'm also a moose rider out of Lynchburg, Virginia. And I'm a Blue Knight member.
Right.
Rider. You know. So, yeah. We ride.
Well, I'll tell you.
But right now, I just had a birthday. I turned 72, and I got to tell you, man. I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, it is surprising. When you're 20, you never think you're going to be where you are today. You're like, come on, that was never going to be that. It wasn't even possible in your head.
You can't even count that high.
No, not at all. I understand. So here's another interesting thing. You worked in Idaho as a reserve police officer. Now, when you were a kid, prior to Chips, was being a cop your thing? Was that what you wanted when you were a little guy?
I grew up in Spanish Harlem on the Joe Wilson Projects. At the age of 4, my mother fired my dad, who was a heroin addict. After that, she started dating a cop. And the guy was the best thing ever. He was my hero. I loved him. First man I ever loved in life was a cop.
So good.
And I was going to be one. At 18, there was this pretty girl in school, and I wanted to meet her, but she never came out of the building. So I said, you know, I'm going to follow her after 8 period. And I was stalking her. She was going to drama club. And I said, oh, man, if I want to meet her and get with her, I need to audition and get in this drama club. And I said, I grew up in Harlem. I can act. So I auditioned. I got in. And then I got bit by the acting bug. Now I no longer wanted to be a New York cop. I wanted to be an actor. But now I needed to, how do I make money at this thing to get my mother out of the projects? Because the plan was I'd be a cop, I'd get my mother out of the projects, she'd be my roommate, that. And so I gave myself till I was 30. And if nothing would happen, I'd come back to New York, go to Albany, because the cutoff date for going to the academy in Albany was 32 years old. I would come back and go to Albany and become a cop and get my mother out of the projects, she'd be my roommate. So my mother cried for like 2 months after I told her I didn't want to be a cop right away. I told her, you got to stay in the projects a little longer, Ma. I got to give this acting thing a shot. But if nothing happens by 30 and I can't have you living the way I want you to live, then I'll come back. But I got lucky at 27 with Chips.
Dude, that's incredible. I mean, that's from Spanish Harlem to Chips and to be this megastar. Your mom must have come unhinged.
Oh, she was great. She never worked again after I made my first buck. I tell you, I moved her out of the projects to 57th and 8th Avenue overlooking Central Park. She was a happy camper, and I took care of everything.
Isn't that the best? It's the best. It really is the best.
My mom was my main squeeze. That's my girl.
If you're just joining the show, the great Eric Estrada's with us. He's on Cameo. We're talking about when he broke in Chips. And people don't know today. With 500 channels, the pie is sliced up very, very thin. When you guys would go on television, what would the average, like a number one slot like that, was it 80 million people, something crazy like that?
Oh, it was nuts. It was Sunday night, 8 o'clock, which was the old Bonanza time slot. Remember Bonanza?
Yeah.
That was on the air. Bonanza was on the air for 22 years. And we came in, we took their spot over, and it was just great. It was great, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But I never knew the story about Spanish Harlem and your biological father, and then, of course, the man who raised you. And he was around to see you become a star as well, and a police officer in a television show.
Yes, and then he passed before he saw me become an ICAC investigator, Internet Crimes Against Children. Because I went from policeman for 3 years, and then I said, wait a minute, I'm too old for this. Because I went back. I went back and gave it a shot, and to see if I still had the passion when I was as a young man. And I realized that I did, and I love it. I love it still. And so I stayed with it. Today, I'm a deputy sheriff in Frederick County Sheriff's Department in Virginia.
Nice. Nice riding there, too. As in Idaho, some beautiful riding.
Oh, yeah. Great rides. I got to tell you. Yeah, Idaho's it's lovely up there.
Oh,
Frederick County and the whole area is great.
Oh.
I ride with the Blue Knights when I, you know, in the past down there.
Idaho was, for us, we cross over, I'll always remember the morning, we'd gotten up about an hour on the road, coming in from Montana to Idaho, and we just crossed in, and we're coming down this beautiful secondary highway, great asphalt, dry day, 70 degrees already, and all of a sudden the sun just disappears, and it's an American bald eagle that paced us for about 15 seconds, and his wingspan, I swear to you, was all the way across both lanes. I could see the talons. It felt like they were as big as my own hands.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. I'll always remember Idaho.
Ride up in Alaska. One time I did a Blue Knight ride up in Alaska, and it was so great. They have bald eagles everywhere. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
They're beautiful animals.
Look, I can't keep you all morning. I can already. I know you have other interviews to do, but man, I love catching up with you, and I love having you on the show, Eric. Everybody find him on Cameo, and man, anytime you want to come by, you're always, always, always welcome here.
You got it. I'm gonna get those numbers.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey there. Hold on. He's a good dude. Give him the numbers.